I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 13th. There were 66 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 1,421. Quincy's positivity rate is at 8%. The city is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. Eight people are charged with running a huge drug trafficking operation out of Quincy and Weymouth. Police made the arrests this week and seized over $1 million worth of cocaine, crack cocaine, fentanyl, and marijuana. Officers also confiscated almost $400,000 in cash and five handguns. 33-year-old Stacy Dazier from Quincy has been indicted on charges that he held a family hostage in his Quarry Hills apartment with a machete last February. The Norfolk County Grand Jury indicted Dazier on assault and kidnapping charges after police say he held a family of five that were renting a room from him, claiming they owed him money. The Quincy and North Quincy High School hockey teams can resume practicing at the Quincy Youth Arena tomorrow. The team's games are on hiatus after players were seen not wearing masks or social distancing at a game last Saturday night. Players at that game must learn remotely until January 20th. Quincy City Council will hold a public hearing next week on a proposal for a new Department of Social Justice and Equity. That meeting is set for Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Zoom. The proposal calls on the mayor to appoint a director of the new department who will work to create equity and inclusion among all populations in Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 13th.